Go in peace. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. Go in peace. How often has someone come into your life and said they had a problem and that life was not very much fun at all and that they were all hung up and they wanted to, stop the planet and get off? How many times have people come up to you and said that? Well, not really very many. Most of the time, we do it to ourselves. Most of the time, we have problems, and we say, oh, why me, O Lord? What can I do? How can I solve this problem? And if we have the wisdom to tell others to go in peace, if we have the wisdom to tell others to go in peace when they have problems, when they're facing circumstances that make life very difficult for them, when we can tell others to go in peace, we can certainly learn to tell ourselves that. And as we learn to tell ourselves to go in peace, what are we doing? As we learn to tell ourselves to go in peace, we are being wonderful, we are being gentle, we are being loving, we are being kind. We are being thoughtful. We are being fantastic. As we tell others to go in peace, we are being utterly amazing. But how are we being utterly amazing? We are being utterly amazing by the fact that we can recognize that it is just a matter of saying, be still. Be still. Go in peace. Go in peace. And when we do that, all the vibrations in our body, and our body is all vibration, all the vibrations in our body begin to settle down. All the vibrations in our body stop all of their anxiousness, stop all their anxiety, stop doing all those things that put our body out of sync, out of harmony with ourselves. We put ourselves out of harmony with ourselves every time we let something disturb us. And truly, it is something we let disturb us. We let make us feel unhappy. When we are out of sync, all of the energy of our body is going awry. It's not going in its proper manner. When we are out of harmony with ourselves, every organ, action, and function of our body begins to go out of harmony with itself. And we wonder why we have aches and pains. We wonder why we have all this disharmony in our body, all this disease in our body. It's there primarily because we have allowed ourselves to be concerned about the anxiety of life, about the things that are going on in the world. Instead of saying to ourselves, go in peace, we have concentrated on the problem. Instead of saying to others, go in peace and know that their world is in balance, their world is in harmony once again, we allow ourselves to think about the problem. Think about all the things that are making us uptight. Think about all the things that are making us feel sad. Children have a rhyme that says, sticks and stones can hurt my bones, but names can never hurt me. When you call names to other children, if the other children let it bother them, they get very upset. If they consider the source and they say, nonsense, I know I'm a nice person. I know I'm a good person. I know I like the world. I know everybody likes me. That one person has a dislike for me for some reason. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to like that one person to pieces. I'm going to find all the good things I can in that one person that's calling me names. I'm going to do all the things I can to make that one person in my heart a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful being. And I can never be touched by what they say. It's our life that we are concerned about all the time. We're not really concerned about the wars that are going on around the world. We're not concerned about the conflicts that are going on around the world. We're not concerned about the troubles that are going on in other people's families. We're concerned about what's going on in our life, in our family, in our world, in our individual self, really. And when I say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me, I'm saying, there now is peace in my world, and it began with me. I take all of the troubles that bothered me, and I release them. I don't think about the illness. I don't think about the inharmony of my body. I only think, hey, I live in a wonderful world. I have a beautiful home. I have lovely clothes to wear. I have a lovely house that makes me feel so content. I am surrounded by a beautiful family. I have many wonderful friends. Begin to count your blessings as I do. And as we count our blessings, those negative things that caused us distress fade away. And we tell them, go in peace. We don't say, get the hell out of here. We don't say, get off my back. Those are things that we're indicating that something else has power over us. But we say to all those things in our life which distress us, go in peace. Go in peace. Go in peace. And when we say go in peace to a headache, the headache just dissolves. Take a deep breath and be wonderment. Ellen brought something to my attention the other day about a woman who is a long-time metaphysician, long-time writer, and she had an article, or she had a little talk in the Facebook the other day, and in it she said, now, every day, say to yourself, I like me, and take a deep breath. Say to yourself, I like me, and take a deep breath. And take a deep breath for, oh, a minute or so, and then go about your day. Do that for 1 month, she said. And at the end of that 1 month, you will feel so totally different, so totally new, so totally renewed. You will be at peace with yourself, and you'll be at peace with the world, and your body will be in harmony, and all things that you're doing will be in perfect divine right order. It seems such a simple little thing just to stop and say, I am peace. Just to stop and say, go in peace. Just to take a deep breath and let it all out. When you do that, you have caused your entire body to relax. And all the tensions, all the vibrations that are going on inside of you that are inharmonious now balance out. And as they balance out, you feel good, and you feel very good. And as they balance out, you feel all is right with the world, and you are in harmony with all. And as you feel it's good, you feel that you are a beautiful soul. You are a wonderful soul. You are a fantastic being. You are glorious in every possible way. You are glorious. You are wonderful. You are fantastic. You are marvelous now, because that's what the world is all about. That's what it means to go in peace. There are no particular problems in this world that disturb us. Every problem disturbs us. But when we say go in peace, there are no problems. We have no problems, and no one else has any problems. When we say go in peace, we bring balance to our world. We take all the vibrations of our life and we bring them back into order, back into synchronicity of working properly and harmoniously for all that is good. This is what makes our world go around. This is what makes our life the joy, the peace, the glory that it is. And this is what makes me and you happy, healthy, harmonious all the days of our life. Join me in this, because it's yours and it's mine today and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.